As a child, I never dreamed I'd be in the movies, or be a beauty queen, or a fashion meme. I never dreamed I'd be in any sort of limelight. When I was little, no one ever looked at me and predicted, "She's going to be famous, that one." Well, my completely non-objective father might have said that. No, the journey toward my life in the public eye began in 1999, when I was 17 and my 10-year-old brother had a brainstorm. "Mom," he said, walking into our parents' spacious bedroom one cool evening while I was in my room studying. "Is Didi 17?" He used the affectionate term for older sister as he always did. "Yes," our mother replied. "Is she taller than 5'7"? "Well, she's 5'7". "Is she pretty?" "Sure." I imagine my mother smiling as she wondered what Siddharth was getting at. "Why don't you send this in for her?" Sid held out a copy of Femina magazine, open to a page with a call for submissions to the Miss India competition. Mom didn't immediately agree to the plan, but Sid insisted. As fate would have it, I'd just had professional photographs taken for a scholarship program I'd wanted to apply for. My first professional photos ever. And he handed them to her. Then when my mother pointed out that a full-length photo was also required, he found one of me all dressed up at a recent birthday party and cut the other people out of it. To quiet her persistent son, and with no expectation that anything would come of it, Mom finally filled out the application and they sent it and the photographs off the next day without telling Dad, and without bothering to mention anything to me. And that was how my public journey and my career began. Thanks, Sid. Sid now says that he pushed Mom to send in the application because when I'd moved back home about a year earlier after living with relatives and going to school in the US, he'd gotten kicked out of his room. There were only 2 bedrooms upstairs, and since he was a 10-year-old boy and I was a 17-year-old girl, Dad decided the 2nd bedroom should be mine. Naturally, I didn't argue. Mom made my brother a new bedroom in the upstairs hallway between my parents' room and mine, or his, as he would call it. She put a bed there and a little wardrobe closet and a table. Then she tried to spin the move as a good thing for him, but he didn't fall for it. "This is a hallway. It's not a room," he pointed out loudly. And this, apparently, was why he'd told Mom to enter me into the Miss India pageant. He wanted his room back, and it was a way to get me out of the house. Perfectly logical, my brother Siddharth. Eventually, he got his room back. Prior to my brother's pageantry subterfuge, I was planning on studying to become an aeronautical engineer. Medicine, academics, and military service were in our family's DNA, and excelling academically was expected. Both of my parents were doctors in the Indian Army. My mother's father was also a doctor, and her mother was a nursing student. My father was from a Punjabi Hindu family in Ambala, a city in northwestern India. His father, Kasturi Lal Chopra, was a subedar in the army, a junior commissioned officer who fought in Burma, the Congo, and with the UN forces. My grandfather, or Pitaji as we called him, was married to Champakali Chopra, and after leaving the service, he started his own business, providing supplies to the military. My father's older brother, Vijay, joined the army at 17, and his 2 younger brothers, Pavan and Pradeep, skipped the military and joined their father in the family business of providing supplies to it. My father's sisters, Saroj and Kamini, both younger, are women of uncommon graciousness and warmth. My father chose a path slightly different from that of his father and brothers. He attended Army Medical School and upon graduation served and practiced in the military for 27 years, eventually retiring as Lieutenant Colonel Ashok Chopra, MBBS MS. In India, a doctor specializing in surgery is awarded the MS degree, Master in Surgery, rather than the MD.